Michaelyn Morford's test results for COVID-19 came back negative, but for weeks, she'd been living with the feeling that she had the virus. She was running a fever and having trouble breathing. Her doctor prescribed a machine called a nebulizer, so she could fill her lungs with a soothing vapor. I spoke with her before she got her test results back, between her daily breathing treatments. Morford is a dance teacher, and before the pandemic, many students came to her home studio each week. She'd worried she'd unknowingly spread COVID-19 to them.
You know, obviously I'm not teaching right now because I'm so sick, but I mean, it would be kind of nice to be able to let our dance parents know, hey guys, we don't have that scary virus that's going around.
In early March, Morford's entire family fell ill. She says their symptoms seemed consistent with the coronavirus. At that time, no Juno residents had tested positive for COVID-19. Still, Morford said she had a growing feeling of dread. She wanted to be tested.
So I started getting really worried, like, if I have this, we have to know now.
She first visited her primary care physician's office in Juneau, but she says they told her, despite exhibiting some symptoms, they couldn't offer her a COVID-19 test. One of the criteria was having traveled, and she hadn't. Morford met with two more doctors, including a pediatrician for her son, where she was told the same thing.
So my husband and I spent some time brainstorming about, like, how are we going to give me this test when so far, you know, three different doctors have shot it down.
Nationally, there's a limited supply of coronavirus test kits, and that's led to some tough conversations. When is a COVID-19 test medically necessary? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention expanded their recommendation at the beginning of March to include patients with fevers, coughs, or difficulty breathing. Still, it depends on a doctor's judgment if a test is administered. And states like Alaska have been quickly catching up, implementing mostly free drive-through testing and expanding testing criteria. Much of that happened in late March. But for Morford, the timing didn't line up with her illness. On March 15th, she went to Bartlett Regional Hospital's triage tent for a COVID-19 test. She remembers coughing so hard, saliva soaked through her protective mask. She had to keep swapping it out. She was under the impression they were going to give her the test.
Then when they took my temperature, and I didn't really have a temperature above 100, then they kind of stopped.
She says the hospital told her they couldn't give her the test slated for the state lab because she didn't have a fever.
At that point, I was just like, look, I'm not really going to leave here unless you do that test.
In the end, hospital staff took a nasal swab to be sent to a private lab in the lower 48. It could take up to a week to find out if she had the coronavirus. While she waited for the results, she made a video for her dancers to let them know it was going to be okay.
Also let them know that we are very sick and that I need them to, you know, to listen to their parents and to not complain about being at home and, you know, practice.
Finally, on March 25th, after much anxiety, she got an answer. She didn't test positive for the coronavirus. It seems like a reason to celebrate, but Morford says her emotions are mixed. She's still processing the experience, but she thinks medical providers were trying to do their best in a rapidly escalating situation. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.